We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim had explained that when the Torah tells us Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon, the Torah was saying, be careful that you don't cause yourself poverty, because I won't cause you poverty. You remember his mashal about the two people. One said, maybe you're going to pull out of the shidduch. And he said, I'm not, but you don't be the one to cause. Don't you go into a bad business deal that'll cause you not to be able to do your end of the deal. That's what Hashem's saying. I gave you mitzvos. They're not going to impoverish you, keeping the Shemitah and everything else. But you, don't you be the cause of your own poverty. God says, I'm taking responsibility. I'll take care of you. You keep my mitzvot, you won't see harm from it. But you make sure you don't cause your own poverty. And the Torah also explained in Parshas Behar, and the Torah said, and when you'll say, what are we going to eat in this seventh year? If we're not planting and we're not gathering our crops, so what are we going to eat that Shemitah year? And God says, so I will command my blessing to you in the sixth year, and your crops will produce for 3 years. So again, the Torah is saying, I gave you my mitzvahs, but don't worry, I'm guaranteeing I'll take care of you. I will not be your cause for poverty. And this concept applies in every facet. A person has to know, that in keeping the Torah, nothing bad is going to happen to you from keeping the Torah. And if a person looks at things and he thinks, you see over here, because I kept the Torah, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. Sometimes we think that way. So you should know that undoubtedly something good is going to come from somewhere else. We don't always know where we're headed. But we have to know that in this world, the Chafetz Chaim over here is telling us a point that Maimonides writes in the Epistle to the Jews of Yemen, in the Igeret Teiman. We have to know that the Torah is the best formula for living down here. We don't always understand it. We don't have the full picture. We discussed the story last time we learned this. We discussed the story of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he was destroyed when he didn't get the job. But then the whole community was destroyed, and he and his family were saved. There's the famous story about the guy who went off to the Russian army, and his father said, if you're going to the Russian army, you got to come with me to the Rebbe. And finally the son agreed. They go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, tell me one mitzvah that you'll keep. So the kid says, Rabbi, you tell me which mitzvah I'll keep. So the rabbi said, okay, I'll give you my blessing, but the one mitzvah I want you to keep is you never drink wine with the non-Jews. Never drink wine. That's the one mitzvah I want you to keep. So the soldier goes, and he sticks to what the Rebbe said, and he's successful in the army. Every time there's a party or something, when no one's looking, he pours out the wine, fine. Finally, there's one big battle, and he's very, very successful, and they honor him, and they make this big toast. And they honor him, and they're going to promote him. And everyone raises a glass, and he remembers, he promised the Rebbe, okay, he's waiting till no one's looking, and he makes leave you drinks, doesn't drink a thing, pours out the wine, fine. The next morning, he's supposed to get up early and get on the train and go, and they're going to promote him, and he's going to be the head of a battalion, and before he can go to the train, a group of Russian soldiers walk into the room, and they say, we saw you pouring out your cup of wine, you're a Jew, and you don't drink with us. And you think you're going to be promoted? We're going to ensure it doesn't happen. And they start beating him mercilessly. And they put him, after he's like all beaten up, and he can't move too much, they put him in a train in the opposite direction. They put him on a train in the opposite direction. So, and when the train goes up and the doors close, he knows that it's finished. He's never going to be where he should have been. And he's lying there, all beaten up and bruised, and he's thinking back to the Rebbe, and he's thinking, what did I keep my promise for? I could have been the head of the battalion. I could have had everything I wanted. And the whole train ride to the next stop, he doesn't know what he's going to do now. How's he ever going to explain? You know, he was taken in the wrong direction. What's he going to say? He's all beaten up. He's lying there thinking about his miserable state and how it all happened because he wouldn't drink the wine. And when he hits the next stop, there's a huge commotion. Everyone's talking and talking and talking and talking. So he asks, what's going on? So they tell him that the stop he just left and everything in the opposite direction where he was supposed to be headed was just bombed by the Germans. Everything was destroyed. There's not a soul left. He's the only one that made it. This is the only train that made it from that camp. Everyone else, that camp and everything to the opposite direction where he was supposed to be headed was destroyed already by the Germans. So sometimes we don't have the answer so fast. Sometimes in life we stop there and we say, wait a second, I did keep the Torah and it doesn't seem so blessed, right? Chafetz Chaim says you should know. It's going to come around. You just don't know. We could sweeten this with what our sages taught us. Shamru ala pasuk. Our sages taught us on the verse. Nefesh amela mela lo. Ata amela la Torah b'makom hazeh, v'atorah omel lecha b'makom acher. It says the soul of a person, she works for him. What does it mean? You work on the Torah here, and the Torah works for you somewhere else. Meaning, we don't know the gauge in heaven. We know you work hard in one area, and Hashem gives you solutions in other areas. We don't know what the price and the benefits are in the world up above. But we know that there's someone up there who's watching what we're doing down below. And when we work hard to do what's right, so then Hashem says, okay, I'll take care of you. Where will Hashem take care of us? We don't know. We don't know where it's going to be. But we have to know that even in this world, forget the world to come. In this world, you lead a life the way the Torah told you. God says, I created this planet, I created this world, and I'm telling you, the best possible way for you to live life down here is like this. With the chesed, that's the point the Chafetz Chaim is stressing over here, with the chesed that Hashem taught us to be kind people to our fellow man, and not to think every second, well, it's costing me this and it's costing me that, but rather to recognize that it's not costing me. If I'm doing it in accordance with halacha, I'm leading the best possible life for myself, not only for my fellow men.